romantic idealism, ecocentrism, minimalism, just to name a few. My point is not that these and other reasons are necessarily bad reasons, but under an assumption of simple obedience, as outlined above, they are unsaid and thus unexamined. The lack of critical reflection then necessarily impoverishes efforts at dialogue and the determination of quality creation care. So we've seen that the model of biblical command directly leading to obedience can result in an impoverished form of obedience with respect to creation care. If the translation is not direct, what then do we need to know in order to better connect the two? Again, because God has commanded us to care for creation, this question is not whether we should care for creation. That is something that's non-negotiable. But rather, what should that care look like? For any command or request, we can identify three issues or questions that need to be addressed in order for us to have a full understanding of how to obey that command.